Did you
Are you ready?
watch Anatomy of a Scandal?
I am watching Anatomy of a Scandal.
Oh, let's do a minute intro and talk about it real quick, aren't you?
Hey. It's the Serious Show
Hi.
here. It's your overpowered MC, Uchenna.
Are you a sugar? Are you like, have you had like a sugar rush? Like you're literally on a high right now.
I did have a muffin today. So maybe that's it.
There
Why?
we go. We sorted it.
That muffin took me like an hour to eat. Okay, maybe not. I'm over-exaggerating. But it took me like 30 minutes to eat, probably.
Fair enough, fair enough.
Introduce yourself, my girl.
My name is Chewe, and today we're doing a review on Love and Leashes. But before that, real quick, I want to talk about the Netflix series Anatomy of a Scandal. I finished it. Hot Girl is still watching it. But you know, what do you think of it so
It's
far?
giving me David Cameron vibes. I said what
I thought so, right?
I said what I said, and I said it with chest. It's giving me David
Right? I
Cameron
was watching
vibes.
it. I looked over to my side. I was like, wait, does this not remind you of
It
someone similar?
reminds me of someone.
And he was like, are you sure this was before David Cameron's time? I was like, it might be before David Cameron's time, but I can see resemblance.
Right?
I can see resemblance.
They
I
must
was
have
like,
done that for
that
a
friend
reason. It
that's
reminds
cheating
me
on his
of
wife, does that not
Victorine.
remind you of someone or cheating on his wife? But we know him. Not we know him personally, but we know him in the
Allegedly.
distance.
Alleged sexual harassment.
I'm like, this looks very too
I
uncanny with it.
mean, we've
Exactly. I was
seen
like,
it with
look. This is a picture of the woman he
Hancocky.
cheated with. Can you not see like
The
the
similarities. Look at
parallel? Yeah.
the hairline. Look at the shape of the face. Are you not
Look at her hair
seeing
color and how she dresses.
it?
Don't you see this? Like, even like the story was like they had like sexual encounters in the office lift. I was like,
You dirty, dirty boys
like Netflix, I
running
see
the
what you're
country
doing
and
without
that.
trying to
No,
get it.
it's based off of a book. It's
Mind
off of a
blown.
book. Fantastic. You know what I'm hoping that behind her eyes, I don't think we did an episode on that. I think we were going to, but I'm hoping that there's a season two for that because it was phenomenal. And yes, we should definitely do a review on Anatomy of a Scandal
Scandal
because
because it's fantastic.
there's so many themes, so many things I want to talk about, like politicians, and like we need to question their morals and we need to ask if they should be running the country. You know what I mean? Because I don't know, but I feel like again it's kind of backwards to think like that because obviously just because someone doesn't have good morals doesn't mean they can't do their job, right? But then the
To
entire
be
country's is in their hands, and they need some kind of they need a good moral standing to be able to judge how to spend money, right? Or like they need a good morals to make decisions about certain things. That's probably why, if most of them have no moral compass, that's probably why they're sending people to Rwanda. Scumbags. Absolute scumbags. I said what I said, and I'm going to leave it in the pod as well. I
Well, on to a lighter note. As I
Yes.
said, oh, by the way, I'm also watching Human Resources. Love it so far. Great show.
Right? Human
Oh.
Resources is fucking lit. I told you. I told you. I've been
I
telling you, bro.
love
I've been
Maury.
telling
Maury,
you.
oh.
You've seen what I'm talking about with his little dicks.
Little people. Oh my, I love. So the episode I just finished, well, 3 episodes ago, Maury, I forgot her name, the female hormone.
Homer Monster, yeah.
Yeah. She was like, why are you saying that word so much? She never used it to me before. It's like, well, it's me and you, like, we don't, it's not us. And then I said it, and she was like, you know,
Ew.
text didn't bang the way it
the
did.
text didn't bang anymore.
And then she's like, do you want to like call you the F word or bitch? And then she's like, yeah, please.
Oh,
and then
my
on the plane back home, they were like, Maury, I love that you don't love me. like,
you know what? It actually gets better. Like, their relationship blossoms. It's great. It's you probably haven't got there yet. Have you got to the point where he's pregnant?
No.
Oh, okay. I don't want to spoil it for you, but
wait, how does he get pregnant?
You need to watch.
He can't impregnate himself. That's not possible.
You need to watch. I'm not saying anything else. There's also like a manic episode where there's like a storm and just so much shit happens. You know the Shane Wizard? Have you met his mother yet?
Yeah. Because like, I wasn't trying to hide it. We were pretty obvious.
I mean, and then they did put like a montage of all the things. I mean, it was so obvious. I mean, they did intentionally.
He was like, why does your son sound so jealous of me? Like, he wants to fuck you. Like, when she said that, I was like, bruh.
Oh,
that is true.
My God. Human Resources is so funny. It's such a great laugh. If you're not doing anything and you just want something in the background, just mindfully watch something that you can ha ha at while you're doing something, you should definitely put it on. I highly, highly recommend it, right? I'm just gonna say, I don't know if it's still John Mulaney and Nick Kroll that are behind Human Resources, but big ups to them. Shout out to them. They're doing a really good job. Also, Netflix is really doing well when it comes to animated series, because there's a...
The best we're doing well is the prices they're charging me.
Right. Speaking of the prices, I wonder how... Maybe I should read up on how they're going to do this whole multiple password things, because obviously my Netflix is like a family one. So I've got to log in. My sister's got to log in. My auntie's got to log in. And her kids have got to log in. So, and we're also logged in on different devices as well.
That is true, because I have my brothers as well.
Yeah, so how are they going to do it, that they're going to know that there's multiple people? Because they're, on mine, there is multiple people and multiple devices. So how are they going to know?
I don't know. I think everyone's just going to...
That's going to cause a lot of problems, like a lot of problems. They need to be very careful, because otherwise things are just going to get worse. But unfortunately, there's nowhere else I'd rather be other than Netflix.
Yeah, but the prices, the profits this month have dropped significantly because of that.
Really? I didn't even check. I mean, I know that they lost like 200,000 people, and they are predicted to lose, like 2 million or something in the next few whatevers. But
yeah, based on their price, like, yeah, it's gone down.
I hope they keep putting out good content though, because Netflix, you know, they're doing well. They're so far, they're doing well. Because there's another one on Netflix that I really like. It's not called Human. It's called The Conspiracy or something about a conspiracy. Not Seaspiracy, but it's like... Yeah, it's really good. I think if you like Human Resources, you should definitely like this. I look for it and then I'll send it to you. It's like, basically there's like a shadow department that runs America or the world, and like there's reptiles, and like a lot of our celebrities that we love, they're all like alien reptiles from like a different planet, and they run the country, and like they're like part of some shadow group and everything. And yeah, it's good. And she's like the main character anyway, he's like a crazy scientist, and the president is a robot.
The president's a robot. He
Yeah,
controls the
president's
robot.
a robot. She controls the robot. And she created the robot, and he went a bit crazy for a while. But anyway, I digress. Let's go back to Love and Leashes.
Love and
So,
Leashes is a Korean
yes.
movie.
Yes, it
Fantastic.
is. I'm just gonna say right now, Hollywood, K-drama is coming for you. Like, they are standing on your necks. Like, they've got their legs on Hollywood neck because this film was so good.
You liked it that
I
much?
really, really liked it.
I'm
It
glad.
was so, they basically spoon-fed us. And sometimes I like to be spoon-fed with how I take in a film. Sometimes I don't want it to be nuanced. Sometimes I don't want it to be meta. I just want it to be fucking straightforward. Just tell me as it is. Hollywood these days try to do some pretentious shit. Just do normal film, bro. Rubbish. However, I do like those pretentious films, not gonna lie, still. Still. Anyways,
So I'm gonna read a
synopsis.
synopsis for people who haven't watched it yet. Love unleashes. Love never hurts so good for two co-workers who enter a contractual relationship as partners in a consensual play, pleasure and pain.
Yeah, so this ran for 2 hours, pretty much. So, how would you rate this film out of 10?
Love
How many
unleashes.
ICUs would you give this film?
For storytelling.
No, just as a whole, like everything, storytelling, acting, plot line, character development, the whole thing in total. Directing, yeah, everything.
I'll give it an 8 or an 8.5.
Oh, we're quite close. I gave it a 7.5 ICU. Yeah. I see you guys 7.5 times. I really liked it. Really liked it. I liked it. I'm not gonna say I didn't. I didn't rate it 9 or anything. It didn't blow my mind, but I wasn't expecting. Actually, no. Korean dramas always deliver for me personally, but this film was more. I guess I noticed it more, is what I should say. Maybe because I was watching it intentionally. I don't know, but yeah. Okay, let's get it. Let's actually do a deep dive because I'm so. So we start with we're introduced right to the main character whose name is Help a Bitch Out.
Let me get my Googles.
Oh right, yes, I remember there was that thing about both of their names being Jung, and it's Jiwo and Jiho. So the girl being Jiwo and the guy being Jiho. That was actually quite funny. I think that was actually how they started it. So
Yeah, the postman got the wrong person to deliver the parcel to.
okay, so basically, in a nutshell, this is about two co-workers who get into a sub-dumb relationship. That's not spoiling it. That the thing literally says, right?
Yeah, that was,
Yeah, okay.
yeah, makes sense.
And so a lot of themes come up in this particular episode that I think are worth discussing in terms of like real life, right? Or you don't think so?
I guess so. Like, one of the things it does cover is like in some places, some countries, and some cultures, there's like a shame around exploration of like the BDSM culture.
Yeah, or just exploration of sex in general, or even talking about sex in general. Yeah. But I think maybe I don't really want to focus on those people because obviously they're bad vibes. Let's talk about like our community and maybe the Korean ones, where this is kind of set in. So in the UK, While sex isn't, you know what's funny about the UK? At work, people talk about sex a lot. Like, at work, everyone is so, like, in real life, everybody talks about sex. Everyone's giggling and doing kikiki and all this stuff about sex and all these things that they do, you know. But yet, for some weird reason, they're all fucking conservative. It's so weird to me. I don't know if you've noticed, right?
Conservative in what sense?
Like, in the sense of, women should not be too loud and they should be more gentle and they should. I mean, obviously, we're still trying to fight it, but majority of the UK is still very much conservative in that sense. But they're very sexual, which to me is such a weird combination.
But I think the conservativeness doesn't come from the female people.
Yes, it mainly comes from men. Men are fucking weird.
Yeah.
But also they're the most twisted. They're the pedophiles, the most pedophiles, they're the most ones
Sexually
with the
promiscuous.
weird fetishes. They're just weirdos, yet they have these high moral standards when it comes to women and their bodies. It's so fucking weird. Which they're kind of like the boss in this particular film, like, because he's a sexist, the boss is a sexist, he's not even really that good at his job, and then we end up finding out that he also has like skeletons in his closet as well. So it's kind of like a, well, watch the log in your eye before you get the speck in mine kind of situation. Which moment, but at the end, it was too funny. I also want to talk about something that happened in the film, the kind of play that they had. So this film actually kind of goes in sort of in detail about the BDSM lifestyle, right?
Certain aspects of it.
Yeah, it doesn't obviously go into like the more slightly disturbing side of BDSM. It just, it flirts with it a little bit. And I actually quite like that. As someone who's like somewhat new, but I'm not in a sense, but like I'm just saying, if you are new to BDSM, do you wanna start where what you liked, what you didn't like, yada yada yada.
I like the story development. I feel like it was an organic relationship they had. It wasn't very forced. It wasn't like, obviously, it was contractual, as most BDSM things are. They're contractually saying, like, we agree to this kind of things. And I feel like it portrayed it in a very, I like to say humanely way, but it's not so the correct way. But it portrayed it in the sense of like it doesn't shove it in straight in your face. Like, we're hardcore.
It doesn't bring out the anal plug quite yet. Or the fisting or anything like that. It's very soft.
It's a very gentle
It's
as like
more
it's very
play.
soft.
Yeah, very
It's very soft.
soft play. Yeah, very soft play than anything. I really liked the soft play. So I liked the candle wax. I liked the dog play. I liked what else did I like? Actually, I did write it down. Right, they had feet play, so like pain and pressure. They had play, so the bit with like the feathers and like the whips just gliding across his skin. I really liked that. It was really sensual. I have needle play here. I don't actually remember that. And yeah, obviously the candle play. I think the highlight for me was the candle play, the candle wax bit, because I used to actually do that when I was a child, when I was young. Really.
Or just drop
It
the candle wax on your skin.
wasn't a sexual thing
No,
at
I just
all.
know.
Yeah, it's just the pain, right? It's just like, also, because they didn't have a sexual relationship. So I think the question that I want to pose to you is,
They did in the end.
in the end, they did, but do you think that with dom and sub relationships, they didn't always have to be sexual, I believe
No,
anyway.
you don't have
It
to.
can just be about the play. But then I asked myself a question of, so what satisfaction do you get from it? Because technically, it is sexual, they're just not having sex, or penetrative sex. So it is sexual, it's just not sex. And so I guess you can qualify it as a sexual relationship without penetrative sex. Because what satisfaction or what gratification do you get from it if it's not sexual?
It's the release.
Release of what?
Release of energy. Some people just need so some people use BDSM as a form of escapism. Like they just
Okay.
want to get out of their own head. And because they're in the as I said, you're playing a role. So some people aren't like
So you're not you, you're
he was
someone
like in
else,
a
you're
dark
something else.
play. Like it was like he didn't have to think about anything. She was in control because she was the master of him for that day. And it's more like just a release of like, okay, it's okay. And for
Which
her, it was
from
more of like she w wanted to be in a position of power because in her real life, she didn't feel like she
Like
was
she
in
had power.
control because she would bring up these ideas to her boss and her boss was shutting down. Not because they were bad ideas necessarily, but because it was
But
coming from
because
her.
he, because literally she'd say something, he'd say it and he'd take it from, and literally at the beginning he goes, "Why don't you say it like he does? He just says it in a nicer way. Why
Right.
don't you be nicer?" So it's kind of like the thing where men are always like, "Oh, you're too," too many times actually men have been like, "You're kind of intimidating," and I'm like, "What the fuck does that mean? Like what are you, like a wuss or something?" I mean, I don't mean to, just speak your mind, just speak like a person, just treat me like a person, like I'm just being me. Like
But
if
you know
you
what the
don't.
thing is with that with situations like that, I think it's just like it's a superiority complex. It's a superiority complex where people men are like, what? Like she can't have a better idea than me. Nah, not her. She's below me. And then when they hear it from the guys, like I hear it because they see guys as on their level, but everyone else is like, you can't talk to me like that. Not like you can't talk to me like that, but your ideas can't be better than mine. And even if you do, like what she was saying, it wasn't even in a rude manner because the honorifics she was using as she was speaking were very like
And also,
polite.
it was something that she had been telling him as well. He
Yeah.
just wasn't going to listen,
Shut it
which
down.
women
So
have
yeah,
to
I
deal
feel
with a lot at work.
like as I for them, the gratification is the escapism from their reality. Like they just need his release was he didn't want to have to think about things. He just wanted to be looked after in a sense because she had to look after him. Like even though she was applying pain to him, she had to do it in a manner where he was like safe and I guess comfortable with it. And
No,
for
absolutely. And
her, she just wanted
Karen,
like to be in to feel like she was
controlled.
being heard.
Which also, something that I really liked about this was the communication and how much research she seemed to have done, and the question that she asked him. And also, they made it very, very obvious with consent. And I think that was just something I really, really liked. They always checked in on each other, they always had a conversation to make sure that he was comfortable. And also, bits that really made me happy was when he found out that she was okay with it. And it's kind of like, I don't know, it just, I really resonated with that. Because sometimes when you just find your people, like in real life, like exactly like your tribe, sorry, it's my sister in my ear. When you find your tribe, there's like an awakening, there's like a sense of relief, there's a sense of being, there's a sense of belonging that you've never felt before, that all of a sudden it's right there. And like it comes with a lot of pressure as well, because you don't want to lose it, because now that you found it, you don't
Yeah, but
want
it's an
it to
attraction
go.
that adds to it.
True, but then you know, for someone, if yes we are my sister just said if they're a tribe, obviously it would it wouldn't be as hard, it would just be easy and it would be free flowing. But for someone
That's
who
true.
hasn't found their tribe, you know, there's this, they're scared to lose it, but they don't know that they don't, you know, there's technically nothing to lose because, you know, they are your tribe. So it was really nice to see, because a lot of times he would draw back from her because he didn't really want to show her like certain sides of him, but then he started to
Yeah,
trust
I
her
think that
even
was a
more.
more mature response from his ex, because he tried to open up to his ex. His ex was like, "Why don't you want to get closer to me?" And he was like, "Well, there's a side of me that I don't think you like." And she's like, "Nah. We're together. You
And
can show me
she
anything."
called him a
And
freak.
she was horrible. She came back in his life just to make sure he was having a bad time. That's why. If anything.
Absolutely. Yeah. So I think the next thing that I have with that is they're colleagues, and that comes with complications. And I mean, the only complication that they had was that someone was going to find out, or that someone found out. But it's usually more than that. It's usually maybe someone's feeling slighted at work about something. It's usually more. It's not as easy as it went. Well, I guess sometimes it is that easy. But I guess my question is, would you do it with someone in your office?
No,
Maybe
of
not
course
in your office, like at your workplace. Like your actual workplace. I mean, like, would you enter into that kind of relationship with someone at work?
Well, I've had a relationship with someone at work before.
What?
You know of this.
What? Oh. At uni.
Yeah.
Well, that doesn't count. It's not like
It
you
does
have to
count.
see each other every day.
It does count. I have to see him occasionally, every so often. Every so often.
Hold on, Faith. Hey, sorry, I'm back. What were we saying? D-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-toxic exes and how important support system is. Did you notice that her support system was really, really good?
Yeah.
She had her mum, she had her friend. She also had that colleague from work, but he didn't have any apart from the people online. She even had someone online at some point, and I noticed that he didn't have any,
Well,
which
it
I
ended
thought
up
was
being
very
like
sad.
the online friends were each other, but they didn't know that.
Wait, what? I
The
must have
guy at
missed that
work,
bit.
the guy, the person she was talking to, was she talking to someone online? No, the guy he was talking, the guy, the person he was talking to online, you know, that colleague that started working with them, the new
Oh,
person he was jealous
yeah, the
of.
new guy. Okay. Yeah.
And he was
He was
older,
into
obviously.
that as well. Yeah.
Yeah, but they didn't know, they didn't know that of each other, but
But
they
he was the one who then
was like
was.
telling them, like he was the one who was like, he was that online friend.
Was he?
Yeah.
How did I not notice that?
Because in the end, he was like, "Oh, thank you for your advice. We decided to take this to the next level." And he was like, "I'm glad it all worked out for you."
What?
The camera turned. Well, there was a, what's it
The a
called?
pan they panned the camera.
Yeah, the panda camera,
But
and then
I
the
thought
scene changed.
the guy was on suspension because it was his
The
pen that
new
was
guy.
recording them. Yeah, the new guy. The new guy was a snitch. He was the leak. He'd
That
been
wasn't
recording.
him.
It was him. It was his pen that was recording all of them at work.
It wasn't his.
It was. 100% it was. I'm quite sure that it was him. He was
It
the
was the
leak.
manager's pen that was recording them. That's why he got fired.
The manager's pen.
Yeah.
No, the manager was having an affair himself. So he wouldn't have leaked himself.
No, but the pen was recording everything, regardless whether he was recording, like the pen was always on.
I'm sure it's
And
this
then the
guy's
new guy
pen.
scat like hacked into it and leaked it.
Right, so it wasn't the new guy's
It wasn't his
pen,
pen,
but
but
he
he
was the
hacked
one that
into it
leaked
and
it.
leaked into it. Yeah.
Yeah, so still, it's his fault.
No, he leaked it because of the to re about the boss, not about them.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Why do I not remember that? If our conversation was recorded, I thought there was others as well. Hit me for real. It's his pen. It's not the manager's pen. It's the new guy's pen.
But the manager gave him that pen. He didn't know it was recording.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
I'm sorry to put you on the spot, but aren't you going to quit anyway? Then help me. Oh, okay. So she went to him and asked him to release the videos of the other people as well.
Yeah, because he realized that, like, it was recorded, like, because it was always on since they gave it to him, that it must record the people's conversations.
I see. Interesting.
It wasn't his, like, yeah, it wasn't his pen,
but it was given to him so, by the manager.
By the manager.
Okay. So I liked the camera work in this film. It was really well done.
Yeah.
Now with this film coming out, the new 365 Days has also come out this day, and obviously 365 Days, and obviously what's it called? Pose. Is it Pose or the one where her best friend became like a pimp kind of thing? That was also like a BDSM thing. What's it called? It's also on Netflix. Anyway, and what's the name of the really popular one? Mr. Grey Will See You Now one.
50 Shades.
50 Shades. There was also one before 50 Shades. So my point is, with all this new BDSM based or centered films and series coming out, it's obviously pushing BDSM and like sexual fantasies and fetishes into the light and into pop culture. Would you say it's a good thing or a bad thing?
It's a 50-50. I'm like, yes, it's bringing awareness to it, but there's also a sense of, like, not everyone would do research like she did. People will go into it thinking, like, oh, it's this and this and this, but they don't know the whole story of, like, what it is. Once they deep dive into it, they're like, this ain't it, and then people are like, yes, it's also always been like this. You just didn't, like, see the full picture.
There are also people who think they know what it is. They think that they are dominant, as shown in this particular film as well, but they're just creeps, basically. They masquerade themselves as being into BDSM, but they're just there to actually harm people. They don't understand the release that you get from it. They're just there because they're bad people, basically, and people do need to be aware of that. And so when you go on places like Tinder, Grindr, Bumble, anything with the intention of going into a relationship like this, you do need to be wary. You need to be more conscious, and you need to do your research, and you need to try as much as possible to get to know the person before you actually enter into a relationship like this, because things can get dangerous, especially if you don't meet them the way this guy does, which is in real life, and you meet them online, which is how majority of people do. So maybe you go to like a first sex party or something and meet someone there. I'm joking. Don't do that. Still look into the person that you meet, because people are weird out here. Okay, so what else do we want to talk about? I have sex shops. I wanted to talk about sex shops because you remember that sex shop that they showed in that she went in? And she was looking from outside, and then she went in. I think it was her mom. Big up her mom, by the way. Her mom was so supportive. And so was her friend. And it was so unfortunate what happened to her friend. But they needed to show that bad side, quote unquote, of BDSM. Do you think, like, do you get intimidated when you go into a sex shop?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's not question. Even the fact like, I don't understand going into the shop. It's the fact that someone might see me going into the shop.
Yeah, it is, isn't it? So like, I'm just in my head. I'm just thinking, oh, thank God for Love Honey. Like, thank God for all these sites where I could do my creeping on the low. But like, What's the shame about it? Like, why do we have, I guess, because sex is so intimate, right? That the thought of knowing someone else's intimate business is just like a boundary that people shouldn't cross, right? Like, you shouldn't just, you know, people shouldn't know that. I order from Love Honey every 2 months or whatever. Well, I don't. I'm just saying I don't. But I'm just saying. I'm just, you know, context.
it
context. 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 Context.
so?
So, yeah. I literally thought about it the other day because I remembered something that happened to me when I was about 17. I went into Ann Summers for the first time in my life in town centre, and I'd gone with my colleagues who were like mothers and they'd already explored their sexuality and stuff. And I saw an anal plug, and I was bamboozled. It was a little box, right? I think it was one of the smaller ones, smaller sized ones. And I was just looking at it. I literally had it in my hands. And I was just looking at it like, I'm sorry, where does this go? I was like, and then the ladies that I went with were like, oh my God, we didn't even ask you. Like, have you been? I'm like, no, I haven't. You popped my cherry today in a specific way. They were like, oh wow. I was like, if I was, you know, I would be red right now because I was very embarrassed. And every single time I walk in front of that Ann Summers shop, I just remember that moment. And I'm just like, oh, Jesus Christ, you used to be so green. You used to be such a noob. What happened to you? You got corrupted by the world. Like, nothing shocks me these days, bro. I mean, it would take a lot to shock me these days. Like, a lot. I haven't done anything. I just know a lot. I'm just saying. Look at you. You're the freak here. You're the
I
one
ain't the
who's
one
done a
confessing
lot.
nothing.
I didn't confess anything. I said I saw an
Oh.
anal plug. Relax.
You held one in hand too. Not just you
in
saw
the box.
one.
I held one in my hand in the box.
Same difference.
Okay. You know, yeah, I feel like this film was, think that this film is an easy watch. Like, it doesn't creep you out. There's nothing new
No, it's
per
very
se.
gentle.
It's a very gentle introduction into how you can navigate BDSM. And in a sense, it would be quite a good research piece, really, on your etiquette as of sorts, if you know, want to dabble into it in a light kind of way.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they touched on, like, you know, the things that make sense, consent, you know, tantric play, what else did they do? The dog play, which is quite common. But then, you know, getting into the nitty-gritty of, you know, BDSM, like, you know, poop and like baby fetishes, and it gets weird. Sorry, I'm punching myself because it gets very nuanced, very niche, very dark, very quickly. And also, I think the question that I have about BDSM is, what's too far? Like, at some point, it gets a bit questionable, right? Because I get the pain and the pleasure of it, which is the BD of it. Maybe it's the SM that I kind of have an issue with. Because technically, sadism and masochism has a negative connotation around it. No? Or am I chatting shit?
I guess it does, but I feel like in that regards, it just depends on the people themselves. I'm law abiding, by the way. Law abiding.
Which also, actually, that reminds me. What's her name? Megan Fox has come out and said that they actually do drink each other's blood.
Disgusting.
Now that's blood play. That's actually a thing.
Yeah, I think that's disgusting still.
I'm just saying that's my point. Where do we draw the line? I feel like obviously every single person would draw a line somewhere, but maybe as a consensus, as a group, where do we obviously clearly we draw the line at underage people, people who can't give consent. We draw the line at did I say consent? So consent, we draw the line at children, but we don't draw the line at bodily fluids. So spit, clearly blood, and fluids from other areas. But clearly blood is one that we should definitely draw the line on. I mean, I understand Megan was trying to say it in a way that it can be done in a healthy way. But maybe it's just the way that I'm thinking about it, that blood is just,
As I said, it really depends on the individuals, given that they follow the law. Like, if they both are fine with it, it's their personal encounter together
Yeah, I
of
guess,
what
yeah.
you allow each other to do. Well, she didn't really have to come out and say it, because she could have just left it to be hers and her husband's thing to do.
They're not married. They're engaged.
Sorry. Her and fiance's thing to be in
Yeah.
private. And I feel like okay. And I get it. I get it. The more you talk about it, the more normalized it will get. But sometimes I just don't want to hear what you're doing in your private time. I
Especially if it's drinking each other's blood. Like, relax.
it's okay. You do you. I'm not trying to like tell you not to do anything. As I said, if you both people are fine with it, because I can't tell you, okay, I'm not good with it, so you can't do that. Because if you're fine with it, then go ahead.
Right, so clearly I have like a hard, I guess that's why there's the introduction of hard limits and soft limits and all that, other stuff with when it comes to BDSM and safe words as well, which their safe word was really funny. It was the character that the PR that they did PR for.
It was so
That was
cute.
so cute. That was so funny. Definitely would dampen the mood.
Well, that's what it's meant to do. It meant to make you stop right then and there.
Yeah, I understand. What would your safe word be?
My safe word.
Yeah.
My safe word. What would it be? It would probably be a food, to be honest.
I don't know. That could definitely come up in sex. Your safe
Food?
word's meant to be something that can't come up in sex. Like, well, yeah. I
Not
mean,
the
if you're doing,
potato.
if you're playing with foods, then you can't use like cream, for example, as
Well,
your
no, I
safe
wouldn't use a word that can be
word. I'm fucking with you, I promise you. I'm sorry, I need to stop doing that. And I should actually tell you more often when I'm messing with you, but I usually don't. I'm very sorry.
Okay.
So, what foods?
I don't know. What food would it be? Porridge. Porridge
Enchima.
would make someone stop.
Porridge.
It's a very unsexual word.
Porridge. Even just saying it is a bit. I hear that. I hear that. Okay, I hear that. That would definitely slap someone out of whatever situation that they're in. Ah, interesting. What would be my safe word? I didn't really know. I was gonna say Pinocchio, but that's just dirty.
Pinocchio.
I don't know. Plug? No, that's dirty as well. That's
That
just
is
that's not
not
even that's
unsexual.
no. But, all I could just think of is just dirty words that have dirty connotations. Internet. Sorry, I
Then they
don't
just
know
were confused. They were like, what?
Exactly, it throws them off. Internet is a good one. Like internet. Yeah, I think that's a good. Well, I mean, obviously it's subjective. Would you ever try
BDSM.
it? Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, I wanted to touch on revenge porn, but I guess in this sense, it's not really. I mean, they touched on it slightly, but it wasn't really revenge porn when they released the audio of what happened. But I just wanted to touch on revenge porn, because it's becoming really rampant these days. And guess who is at the. I'm not a man hater or anything. It's just men are scum and they're dirty and they deserve to be washed in the Holy Spirit and in the fire of hell. And baptized in holy water because men are just disgusting. This is the choice to be. Oh, actually, what I wanted to talk about as well. Remember when she in she spoke to him about possibly having more of a relationship than the BDSM contract. So basically. Exploring something more, and he literally was like, "No, I don't do that." I was really happy about that conversation
Why?
because it shows that although she controls him, quote unquote, he's still also in control. A lot of people have the misconception that because you're a sub, you don't have any control, but that's not true. Even during play, sorry, Karen.
I get what you're saying, like there's a misconception with it, but the Dom only has the control, the amount of control the sub allows them to have.
Yes, exactly. Because she said, "I command you." If like she was like, "Oh, in fact, I command you that we should have a relationship or something like that, something along the lines of that." Like as his dom.
But if you go back and that's a few hours before, I guess, a few minutes, like the day before that she was going through this, she was like, "Oh, should I ask him or should I tell him? Like, what would make him the?" Because she thought they were on the same vibe, and they really were on the same vibe. But he just didn't want to go there because he was,
He was scared, yeah.
Still healing from his past relationship he'd been with. So that's the reason he said no at that point. Not that he didn't
Yeah.
want to be in a relationship with her, but he was still very aware that he needed to get past
Heal
what
of
he's,
sorts, yeah. But I think the maybe the point I'm trying to draw out of this is that the sub doesn't always say yes. Like they only allow you to do what they want you to do to them. Does that make sense?
Yeah,
Yeah, so
they'll only
in
allow the dom what
essence,
they're comfortable with. Like they, that's
yes.
what like they will have to obviously communicate them beforehand.
Yeah, and in essence, they are in control of what the dom kind of does. So
Yeah.
although they are doing the dom is doing the do, the sub is in control of sorts, because you can't, because there has to be that synergy. And that's, I guess, that's the great thing about having control and losing control and letting someone else have the control that you want for yourself. Which, yeah, anyways. So I really liked, I really liked that, because it showed like a balance of sorts in like the sub-dom relationship, which I really liked. And what else I wanted to touch on, there was no kissing until about 20 33 minutes, 33 about 34 minutes into it. There
That
was
was
no
surprising.
kissing. There was, I mean, obviously he kissed her legs, but there was no like, face grabbing or anything like that. Yeah,
No.
so I was like, There you go.
But that was the
Because
part of the agreement to begin with, though.
trust Hollywood. Oh, trust Hollywood to have put in a cheeky kiss somewhere.
No, it was in their agreement they weren't going to do anything
Anything. Yeah.
like that.
Yes.
And so they upheld their rules fair and square, which they basically
Actually,
did.
you remember their kiss, their actual kiss? He kissed her, right?
At the end, yeah.
No. 33 minutes, 33, 34 minutes into it, he kissed her.
I can't remember.
Yeah, I literally went and like I was looking for it because
You
20 minutes
pause
into
it.
it, I noticed. I was like, oh, okay. Oh, okay. Like, there's no kissing. I'm like, oh, I, usually in a Hollywood film, they would have crossed the line by now, or the complication would have happened 30 minutes into it, of sorts. Like, you would have seen it coming. But here, I did not see it coming at all. Like, at all. I thought she was gonna catch feelings, but he actually technically caught feelings first, but she just mentioned it first, which I actually thought was actually quite a nice dynamic as well. Yeah, because technically she chased him this time. Yeah, which I really like. So yeah, what's your total
Nah, the
conclusion on
way he begs her to be her master, her doll, his doll.
this? That was so the miscommunication that they had. That was so funny. That was so funny.
Oh,
Oh, that was too
he thought she hated him, and he was like, "Nah, I want to talk about you. I was just frustrated at the boss."
funny. He thought she got it, but she didn't. She didn't get it at all. So
Teamwork.
what's your overall take from this?
My overall take from this is your people can be anywhere, even at work, but personally, it wouldn't be for work for me.
Never at work. I literally have like a, I mean, unless my work, like the type of my work environment changes, like say, we start doing this for quite a long time and we start meeting people in the industry and stuff. Technically, we're all doing the same work. We're in the same industry, but we don't work together per se. And you don't technically have like a specific workplace because obviously we work for ourselves, quote unquote, sort of. So, in that sense, obviously it could happen. But like if I was working at a company, it's impossible. Like I said, I don't do nothing for love. If I love you, I'll leave. It's yeah, I really don't do it. At the moment, I'm actually struggling with something quite something which is really making me not want to go to the office at all. My total opinion about this film is that you should definitely watch it. It's a really good intro into the BDSM world. It's very fluffy, it's very light. It's not too offensive. They really, really played it safe. And I don't really mind that because these days Hollywood is trying to offend me with all the profanity, and it's literally kind of like a competition on like who can make the most offensive t thing nuanced and win like so many awards from it. Anyways, so yeah, that's our little take on that. You guys definitely should watch it, and if you do, let us know what you guys think. And yeah, that's it. We'll see you guys on the next episode. Do you want to do your own little?
It's a great intro into K-dramas as well.
Yeah, actually, that's
Because
good.
it's
That's
very like
yeah.
K-dramas in general are long, but if you watch it in the movie form, you don't even notice the time passing. And after a while, you're just like, I can watch an hour movie, like an hour episode and feel like no time has passed.
No, it's literally like watching two episodes of like a K series. Like,
See,
yeah,
it's
it's literally, yeah. Because
a great
I'm
intro.
currently watching Business Proposal and it's taking forever. Like, I wasn't watching it weekly because obviously shit happened and like with work and stuff. So, and now I'm trying to catch up and I'm like, oh my God. Like, one episode is like an hour. And like, there's actually proper content in like 55 minutes of that one
It's not
hour.
filler.
It there's no filler. There's no. You need to watch
You know
every
what's
single
actually worse than
thing.
watching a Korean drama? It's watching
What?
a Chinese drama, because Chinese dramas are like 60 episodes of 1 hour. And sometimes they try to make an hour
God.
like 30 minutes. I'm like, mate, are you trying to make like a
Have
mini
you,
film? Or
girl,
like
have you seen My Diamond Lover? I've still not finished it. That's how bad it's a Chinese series as well. I've been watching
I'm like,
it for
you
years.
people are literally just
I'm
want to make, if you want to make a movie, just call it a movie.
I beg you. it's like, but I do rate Japanese series because they don't do that shit. They don't do it often. Theirs is quite like time just passes with I noticed anyway with Japanese series. You don't really notice it like that. Probably because they have a lot of ads as well from what I hear. Maybe they don't, I don't know.
I haven't watched that many Japanese dramas to what to notice the ads.
No, not ads. I mean, like how long they are. Like when they're showing them on TV, they probably have like ads in between, which actually begs the question: on Korean TV, do you know if they show ads? So,
They
like,
do.
how long does it last then? Because it must last like an hour and 30 minutes if one episode is actually like a whole hour. Because we're watching it without ads on Netflix. Imagine watching that on TV with ads, with no fast forward. Oh my God. That's a problem. I'm sorry. That is a big problem, boy.
Nah, because I used to watch it. So, you know, like on YouTube, there's KSMT, Korean Standard. Is it KSMT or KMT? Well, there's a Korean YouTube TV station that like live broadcasts like the channel onto YouTube.
Okay. Oh, wow.
Yeah, so I can you like watch them live the same time as they're watching it in Korea, like in
Does it have
Korea.
subtitles as well?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah,
Oh,
I loved
wow.
it. This was the beginnings of my Weibo, Koreaboo phase. It
Weeaboo, Korean boo. I hear you.
fantastic. I was
That's
like, oh
wow,
my
I didn't even
goodness.
used to,
Like,
did they
even
still
the
have it?
news had subtitles in English as well. Korean news,
Wow.
obviously.
Yeah. But okay, so just to sign out, have we signed out? I don't
No.
remember. Oh, okay, so that's it on this episode of the See You Show. Let us know what you think. And give us a like, a comment, or a subscription so that, we keep getting recommended to you guys and to support our channel so that we can keep pumping out more content like this for you guys. Because what? Why should they actually? Because content, because
We
entertainment.
bring joy.
Because yes, we bring joy, we give you good recommendations. We give you a star recommendations. So follow, like, subscribe. Thank you and goodbye.
Bye.